Okay, now to NA, we'll go to KE8PCQ Day, pick it up with NAKPR on standby. KCBUA.
Good evening, Rick and the crew. Well, this week, our tree removal between the sidewalk and the curb, which is the city-owned, came to fruition. We finally got it after about 12 years of bantering back and forth. They deemed it was not safe. So we had a 40-ton crane come in, blocked two of the three lanes, and they plucked this tree with chunks because it could only go approximately 60 feet in the air with the regular tree trimmer. And they would go up, they climbed up and put the lines on and pulled it up, and in about 4 hours it was on the ground. The size of this tree was about 100 feet, but it was a 58-inch trunk. So it's a blessing for us because it was looking at our house every time a storm came. No radio this week. Let me buy a minute. It's just been a busy, busy week, but appreciated the article that Dave sent out, that way interesting read. And from that said, we'll save the rest for the 7-3 round. KE8PCQ, back to net.
Thank you, Dave. Next we went to NAKPR. Bob, pick it up at KD8PAZ on standby.
Good evening, Rick. Good evening, everybody on the net. I'm finally home for a few days. I've been camping since a week ago last Thursday. I took off and finally got back today. I'm beat. But we'll be home for 3 days and let me take off again. But, yep, I had my driveway redone. It was asphalt, and I had the driveway and the approach to my barn. I had that all tore out. I had all the asphalt tore out. And the wife wanted cement, so we had cement put in. And cement is really expensive. But that's what she wanted, so we did it. And of course, now I can't drive, and I got my camper parked at a neighbor's house, at the farmer down the road. He's got a lot of land, so I parked it over there. And I got my two vehicles parked in my neighbor next door, his driveway. He's got a big driveway, so I got parked over there so I can drive on it. They finished up last Wednesday, I think. So it's going to be a few more days before I can use it. But that's kind of what's going on around here. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ Mini. Go ahead and pick it up, KCABUA.
Well, good evening, KCABUA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net, and got a good net going here. And sorry to hear about Dwayne. He was a very nice guy. He always greeted me with a smile and a hug, so... Anyway, other than that, I went to the doctor on Thursday. Everything is fine except my A1C. I got to go have some more lab tests done on that. So other than that, everything else is going good. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Mini. Yeah, the A1C is tough to keep up on. At least you don't have to fast for that test. Yeah, I have to get mine done four times a year. For me, not a whole lot new on the radio front, other than I was cutting the lawn and managed to cut my feed line going to my NFED, and so I'm going to have to probably run a new feed line. I cut it right in the middle. I don't want to put no splice out there. So I'm probably going to have two shorter pieces before I'm done. So that's what's going on there, and then I've been playing a little bit with the building some mesh-tastic stuff up, and so I'm working on that. I was working on that just before we get started with the net, matter of fact. And I don't know, Ron, if you've had a chance to look at what's going on out there or not, but can see a couple new stations out there, and you can see a bunch of stuff with MQTT. So with that, I'm going to go back over to KC8SDL. Rob, go ahead and pick it up to 73 your own. KC8VOA.
Okay, very good, Jerry Rex. You're doing a great job as usual. KC8YVOA, there we go. Almost called Ron's call there. Hi, hi. QVOA in the group. So Charlie, excuse me. Sierra Dalzolino, there we go. Okay, yeah, coming up for me, the Octagon Barn Fall Family Fun Days is September 7th and 8th. That's what, 2 weeks away, so I'm getting ready for that. Kind of display my images over there to the Octagon Barn, and I'll let people know I'm going to be setting up over there. So if anybody has the time or you have in the mood to come over and check out my images, you're welcome to go. Let me see here. Mike and MMH, he sent me a unit. He was impressed with them, and they're pretty cool. Okay, other than that here, let me see what else is going on here. Yeah, radio-wise, I've been on here a little bit here. Oh, I even got a certificate here myself. They have a net on 7255 lower sideband in the summer months called the Gator Net. It's kind of an impromptu ratchet net like what we do here on Savara. And that's pretty cool. Got me a Gator certificate. And the joke is, I also belong to ECAR's East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Very consent. But I belong to them. Of course, my membership is, let me see here, 8453. There we go. That's my ECAR's number. But what we say is, ECAR's by day, and Gator's by night. And my Gator number is lucky number 7. Go figure. That's a pretty neat net there on HF. And being in the evening hours, the band's really quiet and not too bad here. So, anyways, that's what I got going on here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Octagon Barn. And I might do the River Time. I just got to get a hold of a gal that coordinates that. When I got a different phone, I lost her number amongst many others, which I had Lauren KFA to help me retrieve a lot of numbers like Ron's and a few other people of the Savara net, and Dave there from the Savara, so it was just kind of nice. So, okay, Rick, 73s, you take care again, doing a wonderful job, so I'll say 73s, and we'll catch you down the log. KC8, EOA, and the group, the old Shirley 8, kids out doing that. 73s, Rick.
Okay, 73 there, Rob. KC8YVF, 73 round with NAERL on standby. KC8, EOA.
Okay, Rick, thanks. I went to grab the mic, grab my cell phone sitting here, and that wasn't going to do any good. yeah, today I've been working, trying to get caught up with a few other things. Except a few weeks ago we had new windows put in, and I had to take down some coax and other things, and I got a chance to get all of that back up today. Last thing was we have an outdoor television antenna and rotor system. That's kind of our backup. We still have streaming service and a cable box, so we got kind of one of everything. But the TV antenna is the backup in case stuff goes down. Well, I had to run the rotor cable and the coax line back into the house. I wasn't going to drill in the same spot where I had before because that would have went through the window, so I had to find a different way to get it into the house. I got that done today, everything tied up and hidden the best I could to make it look the best. And I got that done and then started on a few other projects when my daughter and son-in-law came over and said, you know, take some more of the wood. So I helped them load some more of that. And been doing some more printing on the 3D printer, making some boxes to put some of my meters and other things in that came in just cardboard boxes or plastic, you know, whatever it came in. So I found a couple of neat boxes that were real easy to print and got those, getting some projects into it. The last one, I got one on the printer right now, is when I bought the printer, it came with some spare parts. Well, the spare parts, again, were in a cardboard box, and somebody had made a 3D print to a case to put all of the parts in. So that's what I'm working on right now, is to get those stored in a case better than just a cardboard box, so we're working on that. Tomorrow, I got a dentist appointment. I got to go down to Grand Blanc to the oral surgeon I thought I was going to have my two remaining wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow, but I got a text about a week and a half ago saying this appointment is just for a consultation. Well, I've been waiting over 3.5 months to get into them and can't really chew on either side, so I've been chewing most of my food just off my front teeth. Good point, I've lost 10 pounds. Bad point, I can't chew very much, can't eat very much. So I was hoping to get them out tomorrow, so I'm not happy with that point. And then I got another doctor's appointment on Tuesday. So, yeah, Manny, as we get over to here, we got a doctor appointment here and one there and cover all these different things that start going wrong or, you know, things that start growing that weren't growing before and whatever else. So that, such is life, I guess. But other than that, doing pretty good. Nothing coming up this weekend, so other than Labor Day. So hopefully everybody has a good Labor Day weekend. We will have a net next week on Labor Day on Sunday night. So for those that will be around, we'll have a net there for that. And then same thing on Monday for the Saginaw Club. I know a few of you check, or basically everybody here checks into that as well. So we will have a net on Monday night for on Labor Day. So have a good week, everyone. Stay safe.